shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
I think they have a right to have it here, but I don't think it's...
And with all these fun wigs, and it was, and you know, that funny girl.
You have a great truck. Appears to me it's not a new truck.
I was born of a whore and bred as an assassin.
Don't condescend to me.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show overnight that knows what it's talking about any time of the day. News, talk, and entertainment show where truth is our bitch. And, of course, we take you through the looking glass and beyond, and some pretty weird places to find it. At our website, philhendryshow.com, right now is a live streaming video of our show as well as live streaming audio of the show, and you can download archived hours, archived bits. We have a classic podcast about three times a week on iTunes. We have our regular podcast on iTunes. We have a mini podcast on iTunes. Jack, we're podcasted out, man. I can't do any more of these. Anyway, we got another one that's scheduled for this week. In fact, we're taking votes on which one you think should be our next classic podcast. So go to philhendryshow.com. And definitely vote on which is our next classic podcast. Also, please go over to our website tonight and register for our shout-out at the beginning of next hour. Get your name in, your town, and your sentiments and feelings, and, you know, how, you know, just how's it going, okay? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Islamic Center backers won't rule out taking funds from Saudi Arabia or Iran. And the story gets curiouser and curiouser as the... as the man said, right? The developers behind the Islamic Center plan for a site near Ground Zero. They will not rule out accepting financing from the Mideast, including from Saudi Arabia and Iran. This is a story that has has caught the attention of the American people because the American people are, I wouldn't say unanimous, but there is a huge majority of people that just don't dig it. And the opposite side, the people that are in favor of it, are completely misreading why there is opposition. They believe that the people opposed to this boss don't understand the Constitution. That's not the point. It's a far more subtle and perhaps in the end argument that cannot be articulated. I would think that some people who consider themselves progressive would be familiar with the language of sentiment and emotion and tradition and feeling and patriotism, that you'd be familiar with people who are not opposed to something on a legal ground, on a constitutional ground. Everybody understands it's a constitutional right to religion. Everyone understands it's a constitutional right for those folks to put that mosque there. There's no argument there. You're not getting an argument there. And the more they say, don't you get it? It's in the Constitution. The less they are able to grasp the real feeling in this country as to why people don't want that mosque there. It is bad timing. Now, Robert Green is going to join us from Fraser Foods. Mr. Green is with the American Business and Political Council, and he's going to talk to us about the mosque, his business, and his interaction with the Islamic community in Orange County, California, which is where he has his business. First, here is Larry King Live and hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons talking about how it's unfair to say Muslims were the reason for the 9/11 attacks.
I think they have a right to...
Wait a minute, man. That ain't it at all. Let's get back to... here is Larry King Live with... what's his name?
Imam Faisal has been a part of our... what we call our...
You know what? I can't do this, man. Where is this Ground Zero audio? And why do we have all of this audio from Ground Zero, man, when all I really need is these three cuts?
If you're blaming Muslims, then you need to change your mind.
There it is.
If you're blaming Muslims for the attack on 9/11, then you need to change your mind.
I'm blaming you.
Did we blame Christians at the first World Trade attack?
Huh?
We didn't. And I think it's insane.
First World Trade attack?
What's that? Wrongheaded. And it creates a cycle of negativity.
Russell? Here is the New York Daily News talking to New Yorkers about the mosque.
I think they have a right to have it here, but I don't think it's the right thing to do. I think it's poor taste.
Someone wants to promote tolerance. They should move the mosque. That would show tolerance.
There's other things that are going to be going on here. Culinary classes, sports that they're going to have, a swimming pool. I mean, you know, what's so horrible about that? And, you know, it's not going to be just for Muslims.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani weighs in on the mosque in an interview on the Today Show this morning.
The question here is a question of sensitivity, people's feelings, and are you really what you pretend to be? As I understand this Cordoba house, the idea of it is to healing, to show that Muslims care about the same things as Christians and Jews do, that we're one people, that we should be one. Well, if you're going to so horribly offend the people that were most directly offended by this, most directly affected by this, the families of the September 11 victims, who I happen to know and have gotten to know, you know, really well, then how are you healing? I mean, all this is doing is creating more division, more anger, more hatred.
All right, so that's Rudy Giuliani. Sorry we confused the audio there. Robert Green now joining us from Fraser Foods, which is a grocery store chain in the Southeast and the Southwest, is also a member of the Business Political Council. What have you heard there, Bob, that you could add to, and what have you heard there that perhaps gives you some ideas on how to proceed here? You're a businessman. You don't want to alienate anybody. You also want to make sure that you people in business are heard on this. So what have you heard that you would add to?
Well, Phil, I have to tell you that what I've heard is a lot of people who are opposed to having the mosque. I've heard a lot of people that are in favor of having the mosque. And there's absolutely no doubt that it is a divisive issue, and there's no doubt that this is an issue that is going to be debated for quite some time. Those of us in business, especially with the end of Ramadan coming up, and those of us who are in areas of the United States where there's a lot of Muslims, it doesn't exactly benefit us to continue this discussion. And that's probably going to throw a monkey wrench into what you wanted to do tonight.
Well, no, I want you to... What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is, whether you're in favor of the mosque or you're against the mosque, there is a third way, and there's a third group of people, and those of us in business who need to move forward with our plans for the coming holiday season. And when I get in my car at night, and I don't leave the offices till very late, and I know that I advertise in your program, I advertise in several shows across not only across the Los Angeles market, but around the country. And I hear from one station to the next, I hear mosque, the mosque and the Ground Zero. And I thought I heard you say something about how they're not allowed to say Ground Zero, which I have to say I endorse.
You endorse saying Ground Zero?
No. I don't endorse saying.
You endorse the editing of that?
Yeah, I endorse the editors telling their reporters not to use the term Ground Zero Mosque. Although I did hear it on your program a couple of times tonight, and I'm thinking, okay, how does that work when he was told he's not supposed to? But I know you don't work for AP.
No, I don't work for AP, and I don't think that I use the term Ground Zero Mosque because that's where it is, and that's how people identify it, and that's what it is.
Well, that may be true, but the more you say that, the more I and people like myself, the more we have to sort of dig ourselves out, Bill, from underneath this mound of you-know-what, to try to get the audience and the customers back into our store. And so one of the things we talked about at the meeting we had today was that we would all get in touch with the media. I, talking to you and a lot of these other people, the other executives that I was with, would get in touch with the media and would tell the media that we appreciate very much you talking about the mosque, but now we need to get ready for September the 10th and beyond, and we would rather, if our advertising is in certain shows, we'd rather that it not be in a show that is beating this mosque issue almost beyond recognition. And someone has said...
Well, Bob...
Well, let me just finish this one point. Someone said that if the mosque issue was a human face, you guys in talk radio have beat it beyond recognition.
If the mosque issue was a human, that's a grisly and macabre way of putting it. I mean, we're talking about it because it's a news issue. It's a news item.
It was a news item, and I think that's what you got wrong. It was a news item. It's not a news item anymore. It's going to be built. A lot of people wish it wasn't going to be built. A lot of people are glad that it's going to be built. And then there is that group of people in the middle, myself and other executives who are in the retail business, that are whatever you decide. But I'm hopeful that after you, whatever, whoever you people are that make these decisions, that you don't make a decision that is going to keep people out of my store and will impact my business. Now, we're getting ready for September the 10th.
And now, what is September the 10th?
What is September the 10th? Well, for those of us who are sensitive to the Muslim community, that's the day after the end of Ramadan.
And well, Bob, well, hold on. That's not fair, man. It's not that I'm not sensitive to the Muslim community. I'm talking about one specific mosque, one specific area, one specific issue having to do with one specific mosque. Not all mosques, not the entire religion, just this one, where it is, and what it means.
It is the first day after the end of Ramadan, Mr. Hendry, and I know that. And that's...
And why is that day significant?
Why is it significant? Because that's the first day after the end of their fast, and so... What that means, basically, is we're going to have a lot of our customers coming through the door that are Muslim customers. And if you have been fasting since the 11th of August, and it is now the day after the end of the fast, you put two and two together, there's a lot of hungry people. I'm going to have a lot of these people coming through, and they're going to want to eat what they eat, and we're stocking up on these foods. And I want them to know. Just hold on for a second, because I had a list that we wanted to talk about.
All right, we'll get to the list, but I'm saying to you that you want to stop talking about the mosque because there's going to be a lot of Muslims coming through the door who are hungry on September the 10th. How does talking about the mosque, you know...
You're talking about the mosque, and I have Muslim listeners on your show, and because I advertise on your show.
All right, so if I'm talking about this... They're not going to. They're going to turn me off.
They're going to turn off your program, and they're not going to hear the Fraser Food ads. And that's what we were talking about today at the council meeting.
I got to give our number out. It's 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Robert Green talking here about the Ground Zero Mosque. You want me to stop talking about it, not to affect business.
I want you to stop talking about it, Phil, because first of all, what I wanted to say is we've got, and I hate putting it in this context, the chicken coma, the curries, the chicken kebabs, the mutton, the dumaloo, and there's a lot of stuff that we're laying in, because when the 10th of September rolls around, we've got a lot of really, we're going to have, the doors are going to open, and there's going to be a flood of Muslims coming in here. And when you talk about this mosque, which you have a right to talk about, it begins to erode the business I'm going to see on the 10th until there won't be anybody. So I think, I would ask you, don't you think you know, as the kids say, don't you think you've jawjacked this enough?
Or do I think I've jawjacked the mosque topic enough?
That is my question.
I as long as people are interested in it, no. 877-876-PHIL. Well, hold on, Mr. Green, and we'll put Bob Green on hold. That's a pretty good question. 877-876-PHIL. Bob Green is on. He is the CEO of Fraser Foods. They got to do business, and they do business with Muslims. And he's asking, have we not talked about the Ground Zero Mosque enough? Isn't there a point at which we've talked too much about it, and he's going to lose business? On September the 10th, when, quote, a lot of hungry Muslims come pouring through the door, end of quote. 877-876-PHIL is the number, and we'll be back with more Robert Green and your calls on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We got that yogurt, too.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, you've been in touch with David Hall.
Oh, yeah, I've been in touch with David G. Hall, who is the vice president of syndication for the program, but it doesn't mean that I haven't been in touch with others, Phil. What we are essentially saying is we'd really like some consideration as business people. If you're going to talk about the mosque and you are talking about it being, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. And so we never, ever hear what's good about a Muslim, and I've got a store that is going to be loaded to the gills with, and not only do Muslims buy this food, Bill, but Christian, Caucasian, whatever you want to call them, they buy the mutton, they buy the lamb, they buy the kebab. And if you're going to be talking about this Ground Zero mosque like it is, like it's leprosy, well, the next thing you know, Muslims aren't listening, and the Americans don't want to listen either, because they're not going to hear about the deals that I've got, because they, you know, they're gonna be so put off by this mosque.
So the Americans are not gonna, you know.
Now, Mr. Henry, with all due respect, please don't make it sound more complicated than it is.
No, you're making it complicated. I think you're saying that if I talk about the mosque, then the Muslims will be turned off. And the Americans that would buy the kebabs and would buy the tandoori, or what, not tandoori.
Tandoori is Indian food. That is not, it's not Islam. And, you know, you're really making life difficult for me when you say that.
No, I'm not. Hold on for a minute, sir. You're telling me that my non-Muslim listeners won't buy all this stuff because they'll associate it with Muslims and they don't want to eat what they eat.
That is it. Yeah, in essence, yes, sir. That's what it is.
877-876-PHIL. It's a news item, though. It's a news issue. Bo in San Francisco, listening on KNEW. Go ahead, Bo. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you very much, Phil. I am very, very disappointed of that guy running his mouth. Okay? He's just being selfish. He's only interested on the money he's going to make for the Muslim. I don't think he's a true Muslim. Just being a selfish business person, bringing down the American people, saying that they're not going to buy kebab from him, and only the Muslim will buy kebab. He's a liar.
Well, the only thing that I want to make sure is that you people...
You're being very, very selfish. Stop it. You're
that
very
you
selfish.
People come to the store.
Don't ring us down.
Are you going to shop at my store or not?
Just
are you going to shop
it.
At my
stop
store?
The hair.
No.
Yeah, very selfish.
Sir, I got business that I got to do, and the business
that I do are with... I understand that, but because of your business, bring down the American people. The American people make you who you are, okay? Because of your business, they have to bring us down. Who the hell are you?
Well, I can't understand the gentleman, what he's saying.
What are you saying exactly? That this man, are you a Muslim, Bob?
You know, full well, I'm not Muslim.
Huh?
No, I'm not a Muslim, but what I'm trying
this
to say
guy
is
very excited.
Muslim, is using the Muslim name, you know, an impotent, but he is a very selfish businessman.
I see.
He is a
all
very
right.
selfish
that's the accusation,
person.
Bob. So what is your response to that?
Well, I got to tell you, Phil, if a businessman these days in a recession is accused of being selfish because he wants to make a profit, I don't know what to tell you about where the world's going. I want to make a profit. I want to keep my Muslim customers happy. You're running your, excuse me, Phil, for saying this, you and Bo want to talk about this mosque until the cows come home. Well, that's great, because guess what? No Muslim will come into my store and buy the kebab or the lamb. I got to wait for Bo to come in and buy it. He won't, because I don't know what he eats. And I'm out, and you guys are what? You get to talk about the mosque.
You think this mosque is really killing business for any man that is doing trade with the Muslim community?
I'm telling you that we are, in the meeting we had today, we're simply asking that you hold off talking about this until we can at least look at the fourth quarter. That's all we're asking. So we can see what kind of profit we're making.
No.
Why not?
Listen to me. Listen. The American people are reacting because of the 9/11, something that happened at New York. Now, you guys want to build a mosque very close to the 9/11, which is a very sensitive area for everybody today. For everybody.
See, you're talking about it. What are you talking about?
No, hold on. You are not telling the
American
people.
You're killing my business.
because of my business, they should go ahead and build the mosque. Because of my business, somebody is not coming to buy my kebab. You have to build the mosque. I have to please the Muslim people because of my business. You're a selfish person. You don't
care. The more you're killing my kebab business.
You don't even care about people that died at that 9/11. The only feeling you have is your money. The only thing you care about is your money. You don't care about people that died at
that 9/11. My money and my girlfriend. Yeah, my money and my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's great. 877-876-PHIL. Thank you, Bo. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. More from Bob Green.
That's completely unfair.
World famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're telling me that the constant discussion of the Ground Zero Mosque has.
I would ask you not to use that term. They have asked you.
No, AP asked its editors not to use the term Ground Zero Mosque. Nobody's directed me. Nobody can direct me, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well, I would hope that you would be at least sensitive to your advertisers. I am trying very much to maintain my business through Ramadan. And that when it is over with, of course, we do have our Muslim customers. But I have to tell you, Phil, I've got a container of New Zealand lamb chops. Ordinarily, these fly out of the store. And
I thought, well, you're saying that Muslims are fasting right now.
No, I'm talking about my non-Muslim customers. They would buy these lamb chops. They ordinarily, I mean, they're gone within 48 hours. Gone. And now they are sitting in the case in our butcher shop, and I'm going to have to throw them into the garbage because there's only so long you can keep this meat around, and I wouldn't even feed it to a dog after a few days. I'm going to have to take these New Zealand lamb chops and pitch them into a garbage pail. You know why? Because this mosque talk has got everybody just staying away from anything that is even close to the idea of lamb or any Muslim food. Now, we had, as I mentioned to you, and we talked about this, when our guys, the guys that are stocking the shelves, the guys that are bringing in the Middle Eastern food, we will play that call to prayer, if you've got that, Sam. Did you hear that, Bill?
Yeah.
We play that while they're stocking the shelves, and then as the doors open.
So you're playing, turn that off, will you, because I can't hear you?
Yeah.
So you're playing something religious in order to do what for the guys that are stuck in the shelves? Are you telling me that this is a part of how you keep Muslim customers?
I want them to know that if they are angry about this mosque, it wasn't me talking about it.
And you think you're going to get them on your side by playing the call to prayer?
I'm making it more comfortable here. Listen, can you hear that?
Will you turn that off, please, Bob? I can't hear anything.
I'm asking you if you can hear it.
I could hear it fine, yeah. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. We have Cindy in Alameda, California, listening on KNEW. Go ahead, Cindy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, hi. I was just listening.
Hi.
And hello. I was just listening,
hello.
And I think it's right. Absolutely... Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear the lady, Phil.
You, okay, great. You need to keep
okay.
That mosque...
All right.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Can we not hear the...
I'm sorry, they were stocking the shelves tonight and we were playing it.
Go on, Cindy.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous that he's only catering to one religion, you know? I mean...
Oh, no, ma'am. No, I'm not catering to one religion. I'm catering to all religions. This just happens to be Ramadan. And so right now, we had the New Zealand pork chops getting ready to sell those. And all the other...
So you don't think that there's any Americans who were Muslim that lost family members in 9/11?
That lost what?
That lost family members in 9/11. You think it was only Christian people? That it's Christians against Muslims? Is that what you're saying?
What is she talking about?
She's talking about 9/11.
Yeah,
no, ma'am.
I'm talking about.
That's what I'm saying. I would rather you not talk about that because
but that's
that
where
keeps
it is. That's where they're building
the
building.
Problem.
That's the whole issue. That's
well,
where they're building.
Maybe.
I can't hear, Bob.
Charlie, turn it off until they come back.
I mean, you don't care about the people.
No, what I'm saying is, of course I do, ma'am.
I certainly do, ma'am, and we pray for them every day. But I
and you
I've
don't
got
think
a business.
That other Americans eat lamb? You don't think that other member? You don't think
they
that
did.
Other Americans eat kebabs? You don't think that we
they
like
did.
Muslim
they
food?
Did.
You
they
don't
did.
Think that
when
I
you,
could
that when you started talking about the mosque
it,
issue,
even though I'm not
when they started
Muslim?
Talking about the mosque issue, they stopped buying the lamb because it reminds them of the mosque. And
okay, so Christians stopped buying lamb kebabs.
No, the New Zealand lamb chops.
The New Zealand lamb chops because it reminds them of the mosque.
That is what we discussed today, yeah. So that when we have the guys coming in and they're stocking the shelves tomorrow morning, they're going to bring in some of the specialty foods that we do provide.
What is it going to be next month? Not, what about, what is it going to be illegal immigration next month? Now all the Mexicans, like me, are going to stop buying rice and beans.
We'll play this as they're coming through the door.
I can't hear anything, Bob, while you're playing that.
Mr. Henry, you've said you can't hear anything about six times. I'm trying to play for you.
Are you going to start saying
what
that?
We're gonna
because,
do, this is what you hear when you come to the door. You understand?
No, I don't understand. I didn't hear a thing you said. Go ahead, Cindy.
So
say it one more
so
time.
So you're I'm a Mexican, okay? So next month is going to be illegal immigration. Now you're going to start, you know, worrying about the Mexican people and what they think about politics. I mean, I think it's ridiculous to stock the store according to what's going on. Yeah, I think it's ridiculous to worry about what they're saying on the radio.
I didn't say that I was going to worry about Mexicans.
I know you're not saying that, but is that what the issue is going to be next month? Next month it's going to be something else. They're always going to be talking about
You know what the issue is going to be next month, Cindy? It's still going to be the mosque because Mr. Henry and others like him won't shut up about it. So next month and the month after that, we're going to be, as far as our Muslim customers go, there won't be one left. There won't be one person with with the thing on the head coming in.
With the thing on the head. You're the guy that's so sensitive, huh?
What do you
really?
Mean?
The hijab.
All right.
Yeah, I wonder what you call Catholic people during Lent when they've got the thing on their head.
Do you know what this is, ma'am?
Pretty soon you're going to have everybody not
do you know what this is, ma'am?
Because Catholics aren't going to want to go there. Muslim people aren't going to want to go there. What about other people that have things on their head?
Wait. You just said something. Chocolate people. Who are they?
Catholic people that have things on their head during Lent on Ash Wednesday. There's all kinds of people that have
people.
Things on their
no,
head.
No, she said
you
Catholic
very,
people.
You sound very, very political correct. You sound very,
no,
very
ma'am,
political
I,
correct.
If you're wearing, you don't have to wear a napkin on your head anymore if you're Catholic, because didn't you tell me that, Mr. Henry?
Mr. Green, I never told you. I don't know what the thing is. Cindy may be right.
Well, you said that the girls used to pin napkins to their heads.
That was way back in the day. We're talking about Lent right now.
I'm talking about on Ash Wednesday, somebody wears
on Ash Wednesday.
Is that what you say? Is that what you say when people walk into your store? You can't refer to it correctly. But you know what music to play when you're stocking the shelves.
Cindy, you know what's interesting? No, ma'am. No, I do not. But what I'm asking you is this. You can at least have the common courtesy not to talk about chocolate people or whatever you're talking about when I'm playing the call to prayer. And you continue to talk about...
What do you mean she's on my show and can talk about what she wants to talk about, and because you're playing that call to prayer doesn't mean she doesn't get to talk about chocolate people. That's the third time you said that. She said Catholic people.
Like you're picking and choosing what you're gonna, which religion you're gonna help out, depending on...
No, ma'am,
what,
I said I'm helping all religions out. I'm helping all religions out. And if Mr. Henry keeps talking about the mosque, then Christians won't.
All right,
I'll prove it to you. When's the last time you bought lamb? Thank you.
I buy lamb all the time. I had lamb roast the other night. I did too.
Why do I think you're lying?
Why won't you just take the lady at what she said?
I think I'm very right. I think I broiled in the oven and I put some garlic on it and it was very good.
You broiled
and it doesn't matter what religion I'm at. I think I also had Indian food the other night with curry. And then the night before that, I had Chinese food because I live in the San Francisco Bay Area.
I eat what I want.
What do you mean, Katie Curry?
I was making a joke.
You know something, Mr. Green? This is not joking.
All right. Let me ask the man. This lady said she ate lamb the other night. What do you think? Yeah, he thinks you're lying.
And I think I wasn't listening to that while I was eating it.
Yeah. Listen, Cindy, thank you very much. It's a very important issue. People are very motivated by it. And I, Bob, if anything, you know, you...
Look, Mr. Henry, don't start acting all the gentleman because you got this girl on the phone.
I'm not... You know what? I'll let Cindy go. I'm sure you have better things to do. Cindy, thank you for your call. What you're hearing here are people are motivated by a feeling that this is the wrong place and the wrong time. And if you want to get on the right side of this issue and you don't want to piss off customers, what you ought to say is, you know...
What should I say, Phil? Should I be against the mosque? Should I be in favor of the mosque? What should I say? This is the most neutral position I can take. And when the guy comes in to stock the kebab and he has the yogurt drinks and I play a little... And you think I'm being somehow disrespectful?
Absolutely, I think you're being disrespectful. I might as well start playing the Catholic Mass.
Boy, you are something, man. Everything with you people turns into a major event.
And no, you're the guy that's talking about the mosque, and I got to stop talking about it because it ain't sensitive, man. That's what you're saying. Tori, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Tori's calling from Toronto. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Please.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Sensitivity to religion.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Catholic, and my boyfriend's actually Muslim or Islamic, and a lot of us here are completely on the fence about this whole topic. So these radio shows that talk about the mosque, whether it be positive or negative, it really helps us to make an informative decision about what we want to do. And the second point that I
want to do. You mean whether you want to visit the mosque or not? I mean, really, it's out of our hands.
The second point that I wanted to make was that, you know, as far as your food goes, if we're craving a kebab, then we're going to go to your store. But, I mean, I wouldn't go to your store because you yourself are just making yourself look ridiculous. Let us listen to the radio show so that we can have an informative decision. The decision is whether to oppose or to... before the mosque. And being that you live in the United States, I'm here in Canada, as they're both free countries, we can do what we want.
Well, yeah, but I heard about Ann Coulter. Didn't she get run out of your country? So
let's not talk about that right now.
And the other question that I wanted to ask you, do you have any Islamic people that work for you?
Do I have smaller people that work for me?
Do you have any Islamic people that work for you?
No, I do not. No, but we have a lot of customers.
Why would you be playing the call to prayer? Do you even know what they're saying?
Because when we open the doors on September the 10th,
can you translate what the call
through,
to prayer is saying in English?
I have no idea. It doesn't make any difference. It means something to my Muslim customers.
Employees with what you think is right. I mean, and hire some Islamic people if you feel that strongly about it. God, I mean,
This is some of this good Canadian fascism she's laying on us. So I ain't supposed to do this, and I can't supposed to do that.
Wait a minute. You're playing that.
No, she's saying you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. You know, maybe up in Canada, you guys live without.
All I'm saying, here in Canada, we have freedom. And there isn't any people that are.
All right.
Completely
okay.
Ridiculous.
Do you know how to interpret this? What is this? What does this mean?
Allah.
What do you say? You don't know. And that means it doesn't matter whether you know or not. It means it only matters that they hear it, and they buy the lamb.
Yeah. Okay,
no one's
Tori, thanks
buy
for
your lamb because you are a ridiculous man. You are an absolute ridiculous man, and
right,
no
you don't agree with
your
me.
Lamb
because you don't
because you, are
because you don't
ridiculous.
Agree with me.
I agree
no,
with
because you don't agree
Henry
with me.
Because people should be informed about what decision to make, whether it be for or against. It doesn't matter, but we as the public need
right,
to
say that you,
know.
Let's say you make your decision and you're in favor of the mosque. Who cares?
Exactly.
What do you mean, who cares?
I'm going to come
to
your store because you're a silly, silly man. You are the most ridiculous person I've ever heard.
You weren't going to come to my store regardless of whether I was in favor or against the mosque.
You know how many Canadian tourists come?
You
know how many Canadian tourists come to New York? Are you ridiculous? I think you have no sense.
You're filled with hatred.
Mr. Henry, I'm going to take my leave. Mr. Henry, you are an absolute amazing radio show host.
She has a boyfriend that is Muslim, and she doesn't know what this means. She can't figure that out. for love or money.
I'm in Canada. You know, we're the most multicultural country in the world.
Oh, horse dung. How many black people you got compared to the States? Ooh, I got you on that one, didn't I? Got you on that one. Do you?
Oh, my God.
Seriously. You have no blacks. No blacks.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh, they got five or six blacks up there, and they go, oh, we're multicultural. You would have none. And the other thing
CNN.
The other thing that you don't have are Muslims. You think you've got a lot of Muslims, but you don't.
Will you quit playing that, man? I'm going to flip my lid if he keeps playing that. Anyway, thank you so much, Tori, for your call. I appreciate it. And thanks for checking in tonight. And from the city where my mother and father were born, Toronto, Canada. Bye-bye. 877-87, what?
You want to start?
Mr. Green, I'm taking a break.
Your mother and father were born in Toronto, Canada. Well, that explains. That's why you hung on the line. You were trying to pick up that...
I was not. We'll take a break. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
No black people in Canada.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Turn that off.
I don't know what you mean by it being unfair.
You took exception to the fact that we were using the call to prayer. I had downloaded and was going to use on our PA in the store the theme to Alibaba and the 40 Thieves, and it sounded asinine, if you'll pardon the expression, so I went with the call to prayer.
And you're going to use Alibaba and the 40 Thieves so that the cat that stocks your Middle Eastern food feels at home?
No, not just him, but the people coming through the door. And this is something that, that you and your listeners have misunderstood from the beginning. I am trying desperately to diffuse this argument about the mosque and to get everyone to feel at home. If you're Muslim, you love the Lamb. If you're a Christian Caucasian, you love the Lamb. If you were, I don't know some of these religions. I'm not familiar with them.
We're not here to list all the religions, Mr. Green. What we're talking about more specifically is, why is it you want people coming through the store and coming through the doors of the store this particular season, this particular Ramadan season, and more to the point, why you're asking us to stop talking about an issue? It's because it's the bottom line, and there's people that are offended by that, and I am too. Okay?
You know what? All right. So you can make a living, and everybody listening to your show tonight can make a living, but Bob Green... Guess what? Bob Green doesn't get to make a living. Bob Green cannot... Eddie, turn it off. They don't get it. Turn it off.
Yeah, we don't get it. You're right.
But I can't make a living.
Of course you can make a living, but you can't stop the dialogue about these issues. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Ross in Chicago. Go ahead, Ross. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, I'm a soldier, man. This guy's making me angry. I mean, I've been to the Middle East. I've been to Afghanistan. I've been to Iraq several times. And I feel it's like it's a kick in the face to the American people. What happened to us? You know, everything. If they want to put a mosque right there, they can put it in the middle of the Hudson, and this guy can take a store and put it right next to it, and right in the middle of the Hudson, they can all have their stuff right there.
All I'm saying is, how come they keep talking about it when I've got lamb that's going bad? What am I supposed to do?
That's your fault. You eat it.
No, sir. I buy it to sell it. I don't buy it to eat it. I didn't buy a ton of lamb.
Bob, are you telling me that because I'm talking about the mosques, your lamb's going bad?
Mr. Henry, I think I... Yes, sir?
Who put the gun to your head to tell you to buy the lamb?
Nobody.
Turn it off, will you?
So I can't... The one thing that... The one thing that'll get a Muslim in the store, and he won't let me do it.
At about, what is it, midnight in Los Angeles, it's 2 a.m. in Chicago, you're going to get the Muslims through the door tonight, huh?
I don't know when they end their fast, but I can tell you this. Nobody put a gun to my head, sir, but I know what my customers like. The New Zealand lamb chop, you can't beat it. You can't beat it. And yet I haven't sold one lamb chop because the Muslims don't want to come in here, and the Christian, whatever you call them, white people, or black, or whoever, they don't want to come in here because they think lamb all of a sudden means the Twin Towers are going down.
Maybe you're kidding me.
You buy New Zealand's lamb chops. What's wrong with American lamb chops? Why don't you buy your products and everything and support Americans? Maybe these people who you want in your store.
You really want to run me out of business, don't you? So I've got to buy American lamb chops, which will put me in the poorhouse, not sell them to Muslims or Americans, and I'll sit down and have myself a big feast of lamb before they put the pink notice on the window that says, you know, foreclosed.
I'm saying
that's nuts.
You're an American. I'm an American. We all need to support America.
Well, that only goes so far.
Oh, yeah, that only goes so far. As long as you're making dollars, huh? That only goes so far. Bob, why don't you just get out of the mosque controversy? Why don't you just not talk about it? Why don't you just have your store and be above or below or beside the politics? I don't think grocery stores should be involved in politics. Just sell food, okay?
Just sell food. All right. I'll just sell food. That's all I'll do. I'll just sell food. But you know what? The stink that lamb is going to make after it goes bad, there won't be anybody with an appetite around here for weeks.
And you know what? Before it goes bad, take it down to your local shelter. Take it down to your local soup kitchen, whatever you have.
That's right. All right. Okay, I'll give a lot of bad lamb to some bums. So I'm sure they'll love that.
Not bums, Henry.
I meant homeless.